The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is the new Growing in Faith Bible. It's written for children, grandchildren, and godchildren, ages 8 through 10. The Growing in Faith Bible contains more than 100 Bible stories with beautiful, engaging pictures. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Growing in Faith Bible, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Planned Parenthood is, well, at times it seems very anxious for federal money. In the case of federal funding that they receive, they fight tooth and nail for it. They work hard. They politic for it. And then there's this odd announcement that they've made that Title X money, they're not really interested in it. Because if they take it now under a new rule, they would have to stop promoting abortion. So abortion is more important to them than even their precious money. What's going on here? Joining us to talk about Planned Parenthood and Title X funding, Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, based in Washington. Carol, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be back.
So is Planned Parenthood's, I don't know what to call it, a proposal or a threat to withdraw from Title X participation good news?
Yes, it is. They are the nation's largest abortion provider. Now, the Title X funds are used for contraceptive and family planning purposes, not abortion. But that money certainly goes into the Planned Parenthood coffers and helps to prop up any abortion facility that they would have. And it just helps to keep promoting their main mission, which is killing unborn children.
Refresh our memory. What new rule did the Trump administration recently place into Title X regulation?
There were several aspects of the new rules, but the ones that are getting the most attention and the ones that Planned Parenthood are objecting to are mainly two. One, that if you receive Title X family planning funds, you cannot refer for abortion. If you're talking to a woman and she is looking for some type of contraceptive or family planning or similar health care service, the doctor can tell her about abortion, but he can't tell her where to get one. He can't refer her to an abortion facility. And the second one that they are really having problems with is that the funding and the facilities would have to be completely separate. So they couldn't just set up a room in their abortion facility and hand out, you know, birth control pills in one room and then do abortions in the next room. It has to be a completely separate physical location, and their books would have to be kept separate.
Planned Parenthood officials have asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit for a stay against the new Trump administration rules. What's your reaction to that?
I don't know if they're going to get it or not. Certainly the Ninth Circuit is one of the friendliest courts for the abortion industry. But earlier this year, there were judges in, you know, at least Oregon and Washington, and I think maybe Hawaii, that had placed an injunction on the new rule, and it was the Circuit Court, the Ninth Circuit Court, that came back and said they were going to overturn the injunction, that the Trump administration would likely prevail if this rule goes before the Supreme Court, so they were not going to stop it. So I think it's probably an uphill climb for Planned Parenthood to get the Ninth Circuit to issue the stay, but it's not impossible.
I think that the total on Title X funds is somewhere shy of $300 million. Do we know how much money Planned Parenthood currently receives under Title X regulation?
Yes. Actually, the program is almost 50 years old, having been started in the early 70s. Its initial funding was $6 million. It is now up to about $276 million, so an additional $270 million over the years that it has grown. That's per year. Planned Parenthood gets about $60 million of that. So that's a good chunk of the money that was going to abortion providers.
Alexis McGill-Johnson, Planned Parenthood's acting president, said in an NPR interview, it means that some people will not be able to afford the care. It means that some people will have to make a decision as to whether or not they have the time to wait in line. It certainly means that there will be potentially a delay in care or that they will decide to forego the care altogether. I think the care she's talking about there is abortion, perhaps. How do you respond?
Well, of course, they're going to make it sound as dire as possible, but there are certainly a lot of community health centers and other medical providers that can provide the Title X services. They probably would love to get into the game, but Planned Parenthood was providing that so-called service. They just maybe didn't even try. But I don't know that we are going to see a big change in the program overall. Planned Parenthood had about 13% of all the facilities around the country that were actually providing the Title X funding program.
The National Public Radio story said that federal funding for abortion is currently prohibited in most cases. That's what the words they use. Is that actually true?
Yes, it is. The federal government does have a law. It's been in effect since, 1976, known as the Hyde Amendment, that says abortions will not be paid for through the Medicaid program with federal tax dollars. Now, that has changed over the years. Initially, it had a life of the mother-only exception, and it now includes exceptions for rape and incest. But I don't know that there have, and it might be a handful of abortions that taxpayers have paid for, but I don't know that even that has occurred. So it is pretty much a straight ban on abortion funding. This is Title X, it's family planning, but abortion providers don't need to be getting our tax dollars to then in turn prop up their other so-called services.
But we did learn in the latter years of the Obama administration that the Hyde Amendment is a rather thin limb upon which to rest, didn't we?
Many states had also then tried to say, well, we're not going to be able, not going to use our tax dollars to pay for abortions or to support the Title X program. And there were judges in those states that actually came back and said, no, the state doesn't have any choice. So we do have several states that are paying for abortions because of a judge in that state ordering them to do so. The Obama administration had put in rules into effect saying that states could not limit their funding. But as soon as Trump and the Republicans in control of the House and the Senate in 2017 took over, they were able to repeal that rule. So whoever the president is, whoever is in Congress, those rules can change, which is why we need to keep fighting to make sure the right people are in office.
Of course, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit could grant Planned Parenthood a stay. What would happen then?
That would basically put the law on hold until either the administration changes it or it works its way up to the Supreme Court. Now, the court did rule on this back in the mid-1980s. They did say that the Reagan rule, the same thing that is now in place under President Trump, was acceptable. So that's why the Ninth Circuit said the Supreme Court's already ruled on this. We don't know why they would change it. They could put that on, but it would then work its way up to the Supreme Court, where hopefully we would have a good decision.
Is it possible, through every avenue, that these funds make their way to Planned Parenthood? Because as you've often said, the money's fungible, so money is money. Is it possible to completely deprive Planned Parenthood of state and federal money?
It would be possible. We're saying you don't get money for abortions, you don't get money for family planning. We could say as long as you are performing abortions, you can't, receive funding for Medicaid services, but that's going to take stronger majorities in Congress and a bigger change in the court system. Because right now we do have too many courts saying that Medicaid recipients can go to the provider they wish. And if they want to go to Planned Parenthood, then the government has to pay for their services to Planned Parenthood. So it's possible, but it's very difficult.
Carol Tobias is president of National Right to Life based in Washington. We'll post a link to National Right to Life at issuesetc.org and click on Demand Archives. Carol, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Pastor Joshua Hayes joins us on the other side of the break. On the 17th of August, the church is remembering 17th century Lutheran theologian Johann Gerhard. Now, if you're a Lutheran and you don't know his name, you should. We'll find out why on the other side of the break, but also you'll find out about the fascinating life of a man who was considered and still is considered the preeminent Lutheran theologian in history, Johann Gerhard. After this. Gospel reductionism replaces the Bible as the source and norm of theology with the gospel. What would a gospel reductionist edition of Luther's Small Catechism look like? Find out in the latest issues, etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Russell Dawn details his journey from Anglicanism to Lutheranism. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
Emmanuel Press is a Lutheran-owned business in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in operation since 2004. That's 15 years of publishing liturgical and devotional books, 15 years of collaborating with Lutheran authors, artists, and translators. Thanks to our loyal customers and Issues Etc., we look forward to many more years of confessing and teaching the Christian faith. Visit us online at emmanuelpress.us, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, press.us.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.